This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Let's continue our message titled, The Blood Still Speaks.
That's an example. I always say, if I got an invitation to go preach in Houston, and I get on a plane, I go there, I fly there on my own nickel, and a sorry church don't even show up to pick me up. Nobody's there. They canceled it. Nobody called to tell my secretary to tell me. So here I'm in town, at the airport. If you call and say, what you going to do? I don't know. I got nowhere to lay my head tonight. Because I didn't book a hotel. I didn't book anything. I got to go find something. Jesus was out of town when that was said that, and he said, the Son of Man have nowhere to lay his head. When he was back home, he had a place. They say all kind of crazy stuff. The apostles didn't have any wives. They said Peter's mother-in-law was sick. Last time I checked, I have a mother-in-law, you got to have a wife. Or at least at some time have had one. So I kind of figured he had a wife. But see, people don't read the whole Bible. They read parts of it and think they know what it says. Jesus did not walk around poor. He didn't live poor. He had more than enough all the time. He was never lacking. Oh, but why did he have to go get fish out to sea? Why did he go get coin to pay the taxes? I said, well, the fact that he could mean he wasn't broke. Why do you go to work? So you can have some coin to pay your taxes. Does that mean you're poor? No, you go to work, you got money. He had all he needed whenever he needed it. And always had extra to take up. Always had abundance beside. Jesus, we got to get that mentality out of our mind of him being poor. No, Jesus, if you think he was poor and you think he commands you to be like him, you get deceived into thinking there's some piety in poverty. But Jesus says, I wish above all things that you prosper him in health. And that's all prosperity, not just financial, not just health. That's all prosperity. He says the word of God is given that you might be thoroughly entire, furnished, perfect, wanting nothing, lacking nothing. Any lack is of the devil. None of us are God. I hate lack so much that I get like two of everything. When we down to the last one, buy another one, because I don't like running out. You know, you're going to do something. Maybe you're just doing staplers and the last staple is gone. I don't have any more. That's running out. That's lack. I don't like that. I'll buy two packs of staples. And when I open up the last one, there's a whole full pack there. Got abundance. There's a whole full pack there. And when I open up the second to the last one, I put on a list to buy another one. I may take months to get it because that's going to be there for a while. So I don't like running out. I open my cabinet. I got plenty, plenty of paper, plenty of pencils, plenty of pen. Open up the bank. Got plenty of money. Got plenty of this, plenty of that. You know, I'm going to be lacking. I don't even like that spirit of lack. I may not be able to fill the bank up with as much as I like to stack it, but I can buy two packs of staples. You can start somewhere. You can have two tubes of toothpaste, two bars of soap. I don't like running out. I don't believe lack belongs to me, but it's how you manage your finances and the decisions you make to whether you experience lack or not. Lack doesn't just happen. And abundance doesn't just happen. But I believe God wants me to be blessed, so with the finances I have, I'm not extracting them crazy. I don't have extra cars laying around. Not anymore. We had some extra ones at a time or two, and we gave them away. I said, better sow it than just sit on it. Somebody doesn't have a car. What do I need three for? Get one away. Now, if it comes a time where you got that kind of money, you might have extra cars. I drive that one on Tuesday and that one on Wednesday. And you can complain and be upset about it. I say, I'll tell you how to have multiple cars. Is that something I'm chasing? I don't care. But if I had the kind of money and I wanted a car for Tuesday, God's not against me having a car just for Tuesday. After all, me having didn't cause you to lack. Your father owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. You just got to use your faith to get one. And that's what's going to come down to. The more individuals get blessed, the more other people get envious and jealous, and they try and kill you off with their tongue. You can always tell an envious person. Somebody gets blessed. They get a new job, get a bunch of money, and that person's like, well, you know, they went and got a new car. Well, do you think with their kids going to be going to college in a few years, they should buy that new car? Well, I think it's not your business. That's what I think. I think you ought to learn to rejoice with them to rejoice. Like the Bible said, I don't think you ought to be worried about them. And the thing is, you don't care nothing about their kids. You ain't donated to their kids' fund. You upset that they got it and you don't. So you're trying to figure out some way that they shouldn't have it. That spirit of poverty. That's not what's said. Jesus has paid too high a price for you to have lack. Amen. But you got to cooperate in wisdom. He's paid too high a price for any human being on this earth to ever end up in hell, but most of them going to end up there. I paid your legal fees. I've never lost a case. Can I please be your lawyer? I don't know. Let me think about it. I don't know. That's what it comes down to. And I like to paint a picture like that because one day, everybody who doesn't receive Jesus Christ, while they're breathing on this earth, will stand before something called the white throne judgment. The white throne judgment is only for the guilty.
Hello, this is Robert Cook inviting you, your family, and your friends to Joy Faith Christian Center this Easter, April 8th at 11 a.m. in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. We're planning an awesome time in the Word. There'll be prizes and gifts for the kids as well. So come and celebrate with me the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ at Joy Faith Christian Center this Easter, April 8th at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium.
One day, everybody who doesn't receive Jesus Christ, while they're breathing on this earth, will stand before something called the white throne judgment. The white throne judgment is only for the guilty. It's only for folks who are going to hell. It ain't got nothing to do whether God's deciding your case. That's already been decided. What it is he's there to explain to you why you're going to hell. You study it. That's what the white throne judgment is about. It's not like God doesn't know or he's trying to decide. No, anybody at the white throne judgment, you already in trouble. So if you leave this earth and you go into the afterlife and they direct you to a door that says white throne judgment room, you know the sentence is already, you can just say, I know I did wrong, just save the time. Because if you go to white throne judgment, you're in trouble, already in trouble. Now, you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, you want to accept Jesus Christ as your attorney, you want to accept his blood because that's the only way you're going to wash away the sin. The only way you're going to be healed in your body is to accept that he has healed you. There can be some natural healing because everybody has healing in their body. God gave everybody healing. If you cut your hand, it's going to heal whether I pray for you or not. So God has been so good that he spotted everybody a measure of healing. Your body will heal itself. But sometimes you got things like cancer invading your body. You got conditions, leukemias and multiple sclerosis and things like that. You need a touch from God. You need to be able to take your faith and receive from God because what you need now is a miracle because this thing is beyond the level of a cut. You may need this thing to come out today or you die. You might need these arteries unblocked right now. Or you can die of a massive heart attack. God is still in the miracle business and it's still his will to heal you. But the reason he says by his stripes you were healed because there's nothing he's doing about it. The ball's in your court. You might have a situation in your body where the ball's in your court where you need to change the way you eat. You need to walk in the light of revelation you have. Maybe I said something to you about your diet or I said something to you about the way you're supposed to eat and things like that. And you just keep going on like it doesn't matter. And meanwhile, things are building your body. God saw in advance Satan's plan to give you cancer or to give you some disease, but you just charted right on because the science is on the way to heaven. Remember last week? The science is on the way to heaven. Satan's been known to be a deceiver. He plays games with the sign. The road is on the way to hell. He's switching them all, say, on the way to heaven. You walking down there, fried chicken every day. Hey, I'm on the road to heaven eating this stuff. That's on the way to the grave early. If you had it once or twice, it's not going to kill you. It's not wise, but it's not going to kill you. But if you live on that stuff, you will die because you cannot live on it. You can't live off that. It doesn't matter how good your lawyer is if you're not going to follow his instructions. If you let Jesus represent you, the mercy of God will come upon you. If you go through life on your own, Jesus says, I am the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and there was nothing that was there except for the Word. I am the Word. And if you don't receive the Word of God, you're not receiving Christ. There's no such thing as I'm saved, but I don't follow the Word. You know? Oh, I'm a strong Christian, but I don't pay no attention to that. I know that's in the Bible. I don't like that part, so I don't pay no. I said, well, you're not a strong Christian. Some folks go so far as they think they're perfect, righteous, holy Christians and don't follow the Word. I say, if the Word hits you in the face, you're supposed to say, ouch, not, I'm right. I'm still right. You're standing in your own righteousness. You don't want to do that. Man's righteousness is as menstrual rags. I mean, you literally talk about, God, but I did. Oh, God, but all them years, that's what it is. So go to God with what you think you did and what you think you're capable of doing. If God's word says you're wrong somewhere, just say, I'm sorry. Could I have mercy? What do I need to do to be straight? Because there's nothing else. Are you dare going to argue with God about your righteousness against his word? I mean, what can you say? See, God, you don't understand. I really was going to go to church regular, but, you know, I work a third shift and I really get tired. Well, go to a church. We have Saturday services or Wednesday services. Well, no, I like going to that church. Yeah, but the problem is you weren't going to any church. Whatever you come up with is ridiculous. Get it away. He's not going to accept any of it. Throw yourself on the mercy of the court. Follow Jesus. Obey your lawyer's instructions. And in the end, you win. Apart from that, you're going down. Your attorney says, Your Honor, my blood has better things to say. I call the bread, and the bread says they can be healed. Although the prosecutor wants them to be sick, they can be healed. The verdict is given now. By this time, the prosecutor, he had left the courtroom. Satan has stomped out upset because he said, well, I didn't get that one. I'll go on to another one. I got other cases. By this time, the prosecutors left the courtroom along with sickness, along with disease, along with poverty, along with lack. The gavel falls as the judge pronounces you free. He says, you're free. Then he states after that pronouncement, he states, let the record show. Now has come salvation and strength in the kingdom of God and the power of Christ. For the accuser of the brethren has been cast down. He's accused them before God day and night, but they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. As we come to the Lord's table, we need to know the better things that the blood speaks, even today. The cup and the bread have a message and a testimony. As we partake, we set ourselves in agreement with this message of what the blood says and what the bread says. By the breaking of this bread, I am healed. I receive my healing. By the shedding of blood, I've confessed my sins and I'm whole and righteous and worthy to enter the kingdom of God. Not in my own righteousness, but through faith in Jesus Christ, and under his blood, all my sins have been washed away. I am declared righteous by the judge, the righteous judge. When you stand before God, you'll speak on our behalf. Who speaks for you now in life? Does the blood speak for you? I'm going to ask that you bow your heads as I lead you in a prayer.
Today's message has been titled, The Blood Still Speaks. So go ahead and accelerate positive change in your life today. Visit us online at faithfoodshop.com to receive information about obtaining a copy of today's message. At faithfoodshop.com, you'll find hundreds of other messages by Robert D. Cook that will educate, encourage, and inspire you to continue making positive change in your life.
This is all the time we have for today, but as always, I believe this program is making a positive change in your life. Here's an address you may use to join me in keeping the positive change broadcast available to you on this station. Send an offering of support to Positive Change, 3132 Fortune Way, Suite D27 in Wellington, Florida, 33414. Thank you for helping me make a positive change in the lives of the listeners in your area. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
Antioch RV Rentals, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is a Christian-owned and